Well, what about this week at ANZ Stadium? It starts later this month. It'll be State of Origin 1 on the 27th of May, a Wednesday, of course. Then Saturday, the 30th of May, Tottenham Hotspur will take on Sydney FC. And then Tuesday, June the 2nd, it'll be Chelsea taking on Sydney FC. And a man who was instrumental, the Chelsea Football Club Asia Pacific boss, Adrian New. He joins us now. Adrian, we're very excited, mate. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Michael. Morning, Terry.
Fantastic that Chelsea are coming down under, and hopefully they're excited.
Oh, it's awesome for us as well. I'm sorry it's taken us 40 years to come back, but, you know, it's a long way to come, but so excited that we can come here. And as you just mentioned, it's an incredible week of sport. And it just shows the strength of sport in Sydney, that it looks like our game's going to sell out in a matter of days, despite the fact that you've got all these other great events going on at the same time. So it's just an amazing, amazing experience for us.
Adrian, I'm intrigued by the business model. How hard is it to make this happen, considering the demands during your regular season and then also during the off-season with everyone trying to bid to you guys about getting you involved?
Yeah, it's a good question. The hardest part is finding a gap in the diary, to be honest. You know, if you look at our schedule, the players have got, we've only just finished winning the league. We've still got three games to go in that. Then there are European Championship qualifiers. And then when you look into next season, the Community Shield will be on August the 2nd. The season starts again on August the 8th. So it's really, where do you find a gap? Traditionally, we've traveled pre-season, so we're normally looking at July games. But we had the opportunity this time to come a little bit earlier at the end of this season, and ANZ Stadium were very kind to invite us over. And the timing just worked well. We were able to find that we can, you know, pick up the trophy on the 24th. We've got a bus stop parade in London on the 25th, the Player of the Year awards dinner 26th, and then the players get on a plane on the 27th.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's tough, but we owe it to our fans out here, to be frankly. It's 40 years not coming, and we know we've got 3 million passionate fans across Australia. And it's important that we reach out and engage with them and give them a chance to see the champions in action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, the champions. Incredible season. And Mourinho, mate, he's been a great acquisition and he's a winner, isn't he?
Oh, he's the best. Just look at his record wherever he goes. I read something the other day that said he wins a trophy every 38 games. You know, and it's I don't think there's anyone else in sport that delivers that promise of a trophy. He's a winner and he instills that throughout the whole business from top to bottom.
And Adrian, again, what's the sort of relationship there? I guess Jose Mourinho, he understands the business of Chelsea, but I guess he'd love to be giving the players some time off as well, you know, but is he open to the ideas of all this travel and more games?
Yeah, he's, you know, it's a business, as you said, that financial fair play, I think, is a great thing. It's made all of us work to the best business model we possibly can, and you spend the money that you genuinely make in receipts. And so it means we do have to maximize every opportunity we've got. But it's a balance. You know, the players need, their athletes working at the top of their game, and so you have to balance the demands that you put them under together with the commercial demands of the club. I think it was interesting when Louis van Gaal has been interviewed recently that he blamed their pre-season tour this year for perhaps Man United starting the season slowly. And so you've got to have that balance. And we ensure that our players will get lots of holiday. And obviously coming down to Sydney is not the hardest place in the world to spend a few days.
No.
You know, I'm sitting here at the Park Hyatt at the moment talking to you guys, staring at the Opera House. I mean, I can't think of any worse places to be in the world than right here, quite frankly.
You might struggle to get them home, Adrian.
Yeah, I think I will.
Mate, I'm intrigued by your role. Do you base yourself in England or are you out here?
I've been in Singapore. 14 years.
Okay.
I'd love to be out here. Your weather's a little bit more amenable, but it's just a little bit too far for me to fly. We have commercial deals in nearly every country across Asia. We've got 250 million fans across Asia. So my job is to ensure that we're commercializing all those opportunities. And so I need to be in China, in Japan, in India, wherever I can. And so living in Sydney, frankly, would just be a little bit too much flying for me.
And I know you get this all the time, mate. If people are going to get their tickets, they buy their ticket, they're hopeful of seeing all your superstars. What sort of promise do you make there?
Yeah, we always make the same promise. We bring the best available team we can. I mean, you made a good comment about having to balance tiredness in the players. We've obviously got a couple of guys who are injured.
Yep.
But we bring the very best squad we can. Everyone wants to come to Sydney and see it for themselves, and we want to put on a great show for the fans. I know Sydney FC are going to give us a tough game. Hopefully Spurs will kick a few of them and they'll be a little bit tired as well. But I'm sure Tuesday night will be a fantastic match and guaranteed to be a sellout. And so I hope all the fans, tickets go on sale at 11 today. So I hope our fans will rush out and snap up those tickets. We want to turn the South Stand into the shed like we have at Chelsea, so a sea of blue. And I'm excited to see it.
Logistically, getting a team out, mate, do they charter a plane for them, or yeah, they just jump on the big bird with everyone else?
No, we get our own plane.
Okay.
Yeah, we just need so many flatbeds is the reason.
Okay.
Michael, you've been a top athlete. You know what it's like. You don't want to travel sitting upwards for 18 hours. You need to be lying flat. So we need to charter a plane that has a special configuration to get the plane.
Okay.
I thought they might just bring all their own planes.
Yeah, I'm not sure you've got that many landing slots.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were all at the fight on the weekend in Vegas, actually. It was quite incredible, that scene. It's all exciting, Adrian.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale today. There's going to be there'll be a meltdown, no doubt, about the lines.
Yeah, well, we hope so. We hope so. It's 11 o'clock. Tell everyone that's listening, get out there and get onto Ticketek and get your ticket quick.
And, mate, just a final one. The A-League, it's prospering. It has lifted in the last few years. Del Piero playing for FC. It seems like those in the UK, the top players, now maybe see it as a viable end to a career or certainly an attractive offer to finish up.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, as I said earlier, just look at the weather. You know, you've got great I think you've probably got the best sporting facilities in the world. You know, one of the attractions for us coming here is because the training is going to be great. So if you're a player, you want to play on good surfaces and good stadia. So Australia delivers that across the whole country. And you're right, the quality has gone up dramatically. I think, you know, winning the Asian Champions League was a great step for Australia, the Asian Cup as well. So, you know, I think football's rising rapidly. And I know from watching some of the film, I haven't seen Sydney FC play live, but I've watched some of the tapes. And they're going to give us a tough game, no question.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, good.
Yep.
No good doubt. On you, Adrian. Well, mate, enjoy your time in Sydney. We thank you for coordinating this big trip. We're excited about having them down under.
No, us too. We're delighted that we were asked to come and look forward to it. So thanks very much.
Well done. Adrian New there, Chelsea Football Club, Asia Pacific boss. It'll be Tuesday, June 2nd. What a week out there at ANZ.
Huge, isn't it?
Huge.
Tickets on sale through Ticketek today at 11 o'clock.